Hey guys, just a quick word. YouTube has demonetized us once again, so if you want to support No Jumper and what we do over here on this YouTube channel, there are three easy ways. First off, the free options. That would be liking, commenting, subscribing, or just telling a friend. Or you could head on over to nojumper.com and buy a shirt like the one I'm wearing right now or one of the products featured right here. The third way, and one of the best ways to support this channel, is to actually hit up one of our live streams and have us play your music. We charge $100 per song, but it gives you a really good way to get feedback on your content. Plus, it really helps keep us making content since we can rely on those donations. The podcasts don't always make so much money, but those help a lot. So appreciate everybody for supporting. Let's get right into this content. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. It's a free man. A free Frosty the Snowman. It's very exciting. How you feeling, my guy?
You know, I'm feeling good, bro. You know, we just touched down. You feel me? Feeling like good music.
How long you been home for?
Probably about 2 weeks now. Damn. I think like 2 weeks.
How's it feel?
That shit like a blessing, bro. That shit feel good. Like, you just like, in there you be thinking like, damn, like, if I'm ever going to go home, you feel me? Like, so it just be like, that shit feel like, you know, unbelievable.
It's crazy because when we first moved the store and the podcast to Melrose, that was when you were first starting to really get popping, and you was around on the block a lot, like around that time. There's a whole bunch of different videos that we filmed. There's a legendary video that you did for OMG.
Yeah.
Where the, remember them bitches were jumping the white girl?
Yeah. That shit
is
crazy.
And I didn't even mean to talk about that, but that shit is the funniest shit because Frosty walks up in the middle of the fight like, oh, nah, this is Snow Gerb TV. We ain't doing all that, girls. Shit like that.
Yeah, this is Snow Gerb TV. Subscribe.
It's in your video, and it looks like it's a skit that these girls was fighting.
Yeah, but that shit was real.
That was real shit.
Yeah, that was real shit. You was there.
And yo, you know the girl that was getting beat up on? She actually got a record deal. And she like puts out music and shit now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not even going to put her on a blast. She's actually the homegirl now.
Yeah, that's cool.
And she was like 16 at that time getting fucking ran down on.
Damn. That's fucked up.
But anyway, yeah, at that time, that's when you were really starting to pop off and you was around a lot. But then all of a sudden, we just hear like Frosty got locked up. So tell me what led up to that situation. What happened?
Oh, man. I got into it with some people or something. Me and my little bro got into it with some people, you know. Got into it, put out guns and shit, and they end up just snitching on us, like, or whatever the case may be. So then I end up going to jail for, 2 years?
Okay.
Penitentiary, 2 years. Shit, ain't nothing, though, but, you know, other than that, though, that was just niggas was snitching.
What was the actual charge?
I had, like, an assault or something like that. I pled to an assault with a deadly weapon.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Damn, so they got you with 2 years.
Yeah, hell yeah. I really was supposed to only do 13 months, but I ended up getting caught going live.
Oh, my God. I seen that on the gram.
Yeah.
Or on YouTube.
I guess somebody got caught with the phone. They ended up giving up the code. And I guess my shit, like some thumbnails or something, was up in that motherfucker or something. I don't know what happened. But I ended up getting more time for that and then just more time for some other weird ass shit. You know, they be fake tripping in there, like police and shit. I don't know.
What, just the guards were tripping on you?
Yeah, like on some like disobeying direct orders or some shit. So they ended up giving me 6 extra months. So I had to go through that little shit.
Oh, geez, that's gotta suck, getting more time while you're in there, huh?
Yeah, that suck. That's the worst feeling ever, especially when your date come that you were supposed to get out and you still there.
Ugh.
Yeah, that shit weak.
Does everybody start pressing you towards the end when you're about to get out? They start like looking for a reason to give you a hard time, or is that just on TV?
You mean like as far as the inmates?
Yeah, shit? Like
nah.
Trying to start some shit so that you don't go home? Or are they cool about it?
I mean, as far as my experience, nah, not really. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't know. I'm like a nigga, like, you feel me? So It's like niggas was fucking with me, but niggas do tricky ass shit like that. Like, you feel me? Like, I stopped letting, like, niggas come in my cell and shit, like, because I had a cell phone and shit and all that type of shit. Mm. So I stopped letting niggas come in my shit because that shit, like, get your shit hot, you feel me? Or nigga, drop some weed up in there and now you getting 3 years for
wow
stupid shit, you feel me?
Are people smoking weed and doing drugs all the time?
Yeah.
Realistically, they are?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
All day, you feel me? You just got to have money.
Because you were smoking a blunt on live, right?
Yeah. Oh, that shit was regular, though. That shit was, like, you feel me?
Right.
It's just floating around there somewhere.
Is the shit expensive as hell, though, if you want to get a blunt in jail? It's like You gotta ball out.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, it's not too expensive, but it's expensive. Like you could sell like a gram of a weed in there for like $500, like, or something, like.
What?
Some shit, yeah.
Wow.
You like the nigga if you get that.
So you show up there though, and you're already like a popping rapper. You got a bunch of songs. People know you in the streets. This is jail, so it's like if you're even a little bit famous on the outside, then you mega famous in jail, right?
Yeah.
And you gang affiliated.
Yeah.
And it's L.A. So you show up and like, what's the vibe like? Did you feel like a lot of people were feeling you out? Like, what was it like?
Nah, I showed up. I got processed with the nigga Catchy.
Oh, word.
I got processed with Catchy.
So, free the stink team.
Free Catchy and all them. So what happened? I just get in there and, you know, it's a gang of enemies, a gang of my enemies, you know. Fought like five niggas the first day.
Really?
Yeah, like, and then after that, I just, you know, you just stay right there because that's where they put you, so you got to live right there. So just stay right there. After that, though, everybody just be straight. After you fight everybody or do whatever you got to do, you feel me? Then you just kicking now. But then whoever new come in, and if niggas is tripping on you or whatever, then you just squabble them or whatever, then it's whatever.
But it usually ends there, like after a fist fight or whatever?
Yeah, unless people don't you take really it got further. A personal issue with that man, then I mean, you never know. Because I fought one nigga, like three times, you feel me? Like, so it's like, it's whatever, you know?
Right, because I was just reaching out to people, and I'm saying like, yo, like, what you heard about Frosty? What was up with this case, blah, blah, blah. And people actually told me, they're like, yo, I feel like Frosty has more respect now after doing his time because he stood on his shit when people tried to do whatever while he was in there. Some truth to that?
I feel like, you know, more people like fuck with me or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I feel like I just feel like that was just for me just being gone for so long. I feel like people starting to miss me. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's be real too. When you were coming out, you were like hothead, talking crazy shit, getting into all kinds of wild ass shit. And like, I don't know, do you feel like being locked up for a couple of years when you were at the height of your popularity, do you feel like that sort of made you a little bit more humble or smarter?
Yeah, like jail and prison, really, that shit made me like see life kind of like in a different aspect on what shit could be, because anybody, that shit could happen to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like anybody in this room, anybody in this world, you could end up in prison.
Right.
For the rest of your life, just off some dumb shit, off of one mistake, you feel me? So, I had a lot of time to think, you feel me? Like, think about certain shit. That's why I'm really, like, starting to, like, be, like, on my music heavy. Because it's like, you know, you just see shit for what it is, you know what I'm saying? People for what it is. All the shit, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got a big opportunity just even being at the point that you're at right now. And it's kind of like, you know, you having to sit for two years when you were progressing rapidly at that point, it's got to make you think like, shit, I don't want to miss out on that opportunity.
Yeah, never that again. That's all, we ain't going back there. Everything we going forward from now here.
Do you look at the way you were living before you went in, that you were just being a little too reckless, like the situation that you got caught up in, was that something where you really didn't need to take it to that level?
Yeah, I could have avoided that, but as far as me being the way I was, I felt like that's just me, you feel me? That's just how I am. So it's like, but I feel like I'm a better decision maker though now. Like, I'm getting older, you know what I'm saying? So as far as that, yeah.
How's it feel to have, you know, I feel like the style that you were originally associated with is now bigger than ever. Talk about that. It's like that energy that you were bringing to the table, a lot of that other rappers have taken little bits of some of your flow, some of Draco's flow, blowing up with it.
Yeah. Repeat that. What was the question?
I'm just saying, like, I feel like your flow, when we actually look back at it and everything, is like what you were doing lyrically or flow wise a couple years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of that has become sort of commonplace with a lot of different LA rappers.
You know, like, a lot of people do that shit. You know, I feel like if they've been, like, listening to me too much or something like that, they might, like, start, you know, stealing the sauce a little bit. But, I mean, as far as that, I look at it as like people like look up to me or like, you know, I take it like that. You feel me? I don't really get mad like, oh, and they're stealing my shit. Like, I look at it as like, oh, like, a nigga, like, you feel me? Like, that's my son. Like,
who influenced your style?
I mean,
there's a lot of talk about like the offbeat flow, quote unquote.
I mean, as far as my style, I feel like I don't really got no influencers like that. I feel like I listen to a lot of music categories, but I just feel like I just be being me on the beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just be me.
Mm.
Feel me?
Do you have problems with Blueface? Do you not care for him? Do you feel like he bit what you were doing?
I mean, no, I don't got no problems with him. You feel me? Like, he cool. You feel me?
You know him?
I don't know him.
Okay.
I don't know him, but I mean, you know, he cool, bro. You feel me? He doing his shit, bro. You feel me? I you know, I let niggas be, you know, who they is. You feel me? Fly niggas. You feel me? I don't feel me? All that shit, bro. He straight, bro. He doing his shit.
But a lot of the stuff is, like, real similar. The bop shit.
Yeah, all that shit. I mean, you know, I mean, that shit ain't nothing, bro. I'm doing me. You feel me? So I'm trying to get on, too. You feel me? So.
Were you beefing with Draco before you went in?
I mean, I wasn't beefing with him, but we had some, you know, exchange words, but it wasn't like no beef, like nothing to like go shoot at him or nothing like that. Like,
all right.
Feel me?
Because, like, I feel like there's a handful of names. Like, Blueface blew up the biggest so far with that sort of biggest style. But then when you come back to it at the end of the day, a lot of that influences back to Draco. And I feel like Draco took issue with your flow because he felt like you were kind of influenced by his flow. But now when we're sort of looking back at it, I could see them as two very different things.
Yeah. Shit, I don't know. Shit, I feel like I got my own shit. You feel me? Like, I'm me. You feel me?
Mm.
I mean, niggas be trying to be like me and shit, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just me, bro. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I don't know how to be no other way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's Curve Nation, bro. You feel me?
It is Curve Nation.
Yeah, for sure.
Featuring Adam 22. Sure.
Absolutely.
So your former friend Suspect, he came at Blueface pretty tough though about that style. Like, how do you look at that? Do you agree with that at all?
You said what?
Your former.
Yes, you said Suspect.
Rap friend, Suspect.
Yeah.
He came at Blueface tough on some songs, kind of trying to make a thing out of it. How do you look at that?
I mean, that ain't, like, as far as that, I don't do shit like that. Like, social media and, like, hating and all that shit, bro, that shit, like, not in me. Like, I just, like, for me, I just, like, on some it is what it is type shit, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna be, on the internet. I'm not doing none of that internet shit, bro. You feel me? That, all that shit is out now. All that internet beefing and all that shit. That shit weak, bro.
Do you look at some of the shit that you were doing before you went in, and that's like the kind of shit that you're really just kind of trying to avoid now? Because it seems like you seem like you're coming from a more mature perspective now where you don't want to necessarily waste your energy on little rap shit.
How I feel nowadays, like beefing, it's like, niggas gonna snitch on you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You shoot a nigga, he gonna tell on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's no point you trying to shoot it out with the police. You know what I'm saying? That's how, you feel me?
Right. So. Do you think that you and Suspect will ever be cool, or is that relationship just done?
I mean, he cool. Like, I'm not finna, like, sock bro or nothing if I see him or nothing, but, like, as far as, like, doing music and being buddy friends and all that, nah, I'm straight on all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you, was his version of how you guys fell out that he had in that Say Cheese interview, was that accurate, that it was over the Dine and Dash incident?
Nah, it's like 70% accurate.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, they ain't gonna get too much into it, but it's just like, I don't know, bro. I feel like he just did some weird shit and told his mom on me and shit. And I don't know. That's it. I just want to fight, bro. That's it. Like, but other than that, he's straight, though.
Right.
You know, he doing his own thing. I'm doing my own thing.
Because it's like that epic Instagram live of the pulling up and everything. That's kind of like a fucking bizarre moment in rap history.
Yeah. I mean, all that shit. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. All that shit over with, though. You feel me? Shit done.
So you're kind of determined to stay away from any kind of little politic and beefing and that kind of bullshit and just stay focused on like the music
at this point? Yeah, I'm trying to get rich, bro. Other than that, it ain't nothing, you feel me? That shit bullshit. I'm not finna, all that shit was a long time ago too.
Mm.
Like certain niggas I see or they already hit me up like, oh, shit, oh, like, or when I was in jail, you know, I had my cell phone, niggas was hitting me up, tapping in like, oh, shit straight, bro, with you, so I'm already like, you feel me?
Mm.
Yeah, so other than that, nigga ain't beefing with no niggas out here, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's lame shit.
Yeah, that's good to hear. So you put out this first day out freestyle.
Yeah.
Was that really the first session that you had since you got out, or like what was the mentality?
I got some little other shit in the cut, you feel me, that I'm coming out with. I just been working on all type of little shit. I got features, you feel me, features lined up. I'm trying to just work on little songs, but that was really like my first day out song though, you know what I'm saying? As far as, yeah.
Just sort of like, it's such a thing now that like, you kind of got to make a statement when you first get out, right?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So in terms of like, is that where you're thinking about putting your energy towards? Are you thinking about dropping videos? Are you trying to actually drop like a real full project or?
All that shit, bro. We working. Right. You know what I'm saying? Dropping videos, making connections. You feel me? All that type of shit. You feel me? I should be coming out with a project soon. I don't have no date right now. You feel me? I just got out, but you feel me? Real soon though.
You signed?
No, I'm not signed yet. No, I ain't signed.
You thinking about it?
Yeah, I be thinking about it and shit, or just like some like digital distribution shit, but like major label. I mean, I be thinking about it, but I gotta see what they offering and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
See what that contract looking like.
You know, rap music in general blowing up since he went in. Like deals keep getting bigger and bigger. I feel like, you know.
Yeah, shit crazy. When I've been looking at that shit, I be like, damn, everybody blowing up and all type of shit going on. I'm like, damn, that shit crazy.
Yeah, is that wild for you to like be in there, get out, and then all of a sudden just everything is different?
Yeah, hell yeah. I feel like shit, that shit boosted me a little bit too. Shit, I feel like everybody else getting boosting me too. Like,
right.
That's why everybody just need to just fuck with each other, you feel me? So it could just boost everybody in general, you feel me?
Mm. Oh, what was it like in prison when you found out Nipsey died? I'm sure there's a million people in there that were crushed by it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit like fucked the streets up. Like, fucked the whole. Yeah, that shit was crazy, bro. When I seen that shit, I'm like, damn, that shit was sad. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy out here. Like, there was just like an overall, just like blanket of sadness across the city. But I can imagine that in the prisons and shit, it was probably affected a lot of people too.
Hell yeah, all the Crips, everybody though, Bloods, Crips, everybody like, damn, that shit crazy. Like, you feel me?
Definitely. So yeah, like any features that you have in mind that you're gonna go chase after or anything for this project? Is there anybody in particular you fuck with that you feel like you wanna get on there?
Yeah, I got a couple niggas like One Take J, YB in the Mirror.
Oh, you fuck with him, that's what's up.
Yeah, Shoreline Mafia.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Fucking with Phoenix.
You been talking to Phoenix and shit? That's what's up.
Yeah, that's my boy. He's straight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Couple other niggas, you feel me? Try to get YG or something, you feel me? Like,
that'd be lit.
You feel me? Or, you know, a couple other niggas, you feel me? I'm searching, you feel me? Trying to work with people.
Are you on probation now so you can't even smoke anymore and shit?
Nah, I'm on probation for sure, like, but I could smoke, though. My PO, he don't really be, like, tripping on me too hard, though. He cool, though, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Cool, but I'm on, like, AB-109, you feel me? So I got to just check in, and as long as I ain't doing shit, they ain't tripping, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'll just stay out of trouble.
That's a big deal if you get a cool probation officer or not, huh? Cause
hell yeah, if you got one that's tripping, like, it's like, damn. But, like, I ain't doing shit, you feel me?
Mm.
So it's like, shit, I ain't tripping.
Yeah. That's what's up. Shit, when you look back at it, it's like, I guess I probably should ask this earlier in the interview and stuff, but some of those early songs that you did were fucking straight up classics. Like, what was the energy when you made Milwaukee Bucks? Because that still, to this day, will knock if you play that in any sort of group of people.
Yeah, that song right there, I don't know, like, that song for me, that song is like a special song. I don't know, like, one day I was just like, I woke up and like, I think I was at Motel 6 or something, and I was like, just, I'm just writing a song, and I'm like, I forgot who I called, but I'm like, man, this song hot, like, I think I called my nigga Big Boo. I think I called Big Boo. I told him, like, man, I got this song, this shit hot, like, you feel me? And then, I don't know, I just knew, like, when I was making, I'm like, yeah, this shit tight, like, you feel me? So, I don't know, I just, certain shit, you just know, you feel me? Like, when you making it, like, oh, yeah, this shit gonna go, like, you feel me?
You do a lot of shows off that song. Do you look at that song as kind of being what really started to change your life at that point?
Yeah, like, that's the song that really got me out there like that. But I got a couple songs like that, though, you feel me? Like, oh, my God, and shit, like, all them little old songs. But shit, right now, we coming new, bro. You feel me? We finna make more hits, you feel me?
Have you been in the studio a lot since you got out?
Yup. I've been in there down there, like, every other day.
Oh, that's what's up.
Every other day, you feel me? So, yeah.
I seen a picture of you when you got out, and you had, like, this massive thing of money.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's regular, like.
It's still coming in, even when you're locked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's for life, you feel me?
Spotify checks keep building up.
Yeah, I get paid to be famous, you feel me?
That's what's up. What other, like, slang did Frosty the Snowman bring to the table that you deserve, bro, to be credited with?
I mean, Gerb, all that shit, bro, just, you know, splashing, all the shits, bro, just all type of, all the lingo, bro, just, we just gotta go listen to it, bro, you feel me? We come up with new words every day, though, you feel me? It's just, you know how he is.
You had a period of time, though, where you were saying Gerb so much that it was like, almost like, it was just bizarre. It was crazy how much you were saying it for a while. It was like, what the fuck is going on? But it seems like you fell back on it a little bit, even though you're still repping it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Gerb Nation always, you feel me? But, you know, we just have our periods of time where we just, you know, just be wilding out.
Going extra hard with it. Yo, you were locked up for the whole 6ix9ine scandal.
Yeah.
Is that something y'all were watching in prison?
Yeah, on TMZ every day. It's like we were. Watching that shit. I'm like, damn, that shit crazy. I told you, bro, niggas be telling, though. Hell yeah.
That's crazy. They must have been mad as hell in the jails because he was dissing the whole L.A.
Yeah, I really wasn't getting too much into that shit. I was really on TMZ just trying to look at the females and shit. Other than that, I don't know about that nigga. I don't know shit.
Yeah. Fair enough. The plan, you just, have you shot any videos yet? Are you thinking about getting into that zone? You're still waiting to have the music that you want to shoot these videos for?
Yeah, I'm finna go shoot my first video probably like tomorrow or something like that, next couple of days, you feel me? But I'm probably gonna shoot probably 10 videos like for like in the next 15 songs, like, you feel me? I'm just trying to figure out which ones, because this, you gotta be strategic on which songs you shoot videos for, you feel me? So once I start putting on my shit and seeing which ones, boom, I'm gonna start shooting the videos for them. I'm gonna start shooting my videos probably like tomorrow, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you didn't really miss out on what was going on with the culture and everything while you were locked up because of the fact that you were sort of tapped into the internet and everything?
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, nah, I don't feel like, I feel like I was missing out a lot, though, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, as far as shows and as far as, like, the new rappers that's coming up and shit, like, I'm just meeting, like, half of them, you feel me? And hell yeah, I felt like I was missing out, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because it's like, and there you feel like you, like, forgot about, like, even though I know, like, I can't be forgotten about, but it's like, I'm like, damn, like, feel me? You know what I'm saying? You just be going through shit up in there, like, mentally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, hell yeah, I felt like I was missing out.
Who held you down in jail?
My baby mama.
She did?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Uh-huh. That's funny, though, just because it's like, that's like a real roll of the dice when you get locked up, huh? That, like, you just are hoping that she keeps holding you down, but.
Yeah, hell yeah, because I was really, we went together, like, at first, like, before I was out, but then I was like, when I went to jail, I was just thinking about it, like, all these weird-ass bitches, like, I'm calling, like, these bitches weird, like, you feel me? Like, man, call my baby mama, then after that, I just stopped talking to bitches, I'm like, you know, I'm just talking to her, you feel me? Because it's like, I can't count on them, you feel me? I can count on her, though, you feel me? So.
And once you really start thinking about that, that kind of ruins the whole random bitch shit.
Yeah, like, you feel me? You be over certain shit, you feel me? Like, you know?
Once you start really just thinking about...
Over all the fake shit, you feel me?
And when you really even just have the experience of a girl that you're just kicking it with, and then you realize that she was going and talking about you to somebody in a way that was crazy as fuck to you, that'll fuck the whole thing up to you.
Yeah, you know, these bitches be rats. You know, they fucking the world and all that. I'm not finna be dealing with that while I'm in jail. Yeah. He's being there tripping over that shit. So.
Man, I just interviewed Bandman Kevin when he was telling me that they had a hotel across the street from the jail and that he was sneaking out there and fucking his girl at the hotel.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, he had action.
He sounded crazy. He was like Indiana or some shit. That ain't happening here, huh?
Yeah, hell no. They let me out. I'm out. I'm gone.
What you think about doing some El Chapo shit while you were in there? Like, damn, maybe I could build a tunnel out the building hell with a motorcycle.
Hell yeah, you think about that shit, but I'm like, nah, I ain't got that much time. You feel me? You feel me? Let me just kick back.
If you got 15 years, you really like looking at every single crack in the wall like,
Hell yeah.
What's the best ways that you were killing time while you were in there, though? You didn't get on the workout grind too crazy, or?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was, you know, I was busting down, working out, you feel me? All okay. that shit. Really, I had a TV and shit, or I was doing all type of shit, you feel me? I was writing raps and shit. I do all type of shit, talk to my girl. But really, that cell phone made the time go by fast.
I believe it, man.
That's what it is.
I'll be sitting on the toilet all of a sudden, 25 minutes go by as I'm just reading Twitter in jail. Like, in jail, that just must be the craziest shit because it's a nonstop source of entertainment, which is the problem when you're on the real world and you could be going to the beach or you could be relaxing or you could be getting some more sleep. But when you're in prison, you really have nothing to do. If you can have a phone, like, Jesus Christ, that's it's over.
Shit, nowadays, shit, like, three-year-olds got cell phones and shit. I'll be like, that's crazy.
Man, and when you see a kid watching cartoons on their phone and, like I see
it. They be stuck.
Yes. I see with my brother-in-law, it's like it's an addictive thing. It's easy because if he sets it up, it's literally like the kid is just on drugs all of a sudden because he's so obsessed with the cartoon or whatever.
Yeah, they be stuck. That shit crazy. I get babies to stop crying and all type of shit.
How old is your kid now?
I got three kids, bro.
Oh, shit.
3, 2, and 1.
Damn.
Two girls and one son.
From the same girl?
Yep.
Wow, you was getting busy. What's that like, though? Is it crazy to see them after?
Yeah, hell yeah, because they look all alike. They all look like twins. They all look like me, too. So I'll just be like, damn, you know, that shit crazy. Like, you know?
Is it a little hard to get, like, for them to get adjusted to being around you when they haven't been seen?
At first it was, they like, because they, you know, they young. So they like, they was tripping at first, but, you know, I'm an easy person to, you know, get along with and shit. It's like, you know, so I'm just fucking with them and shit, you know.
It's going to be mad confusing for the kids one day when they're in school and the teacher starts teaching them about Frosty the Snowman and they're like, damn, I heard people calling my dad that.
Yeah, they I don't know shit. Yeah, I don't know about that one, but yeah.
Where did that name come from? I love Christmas, so I always liked it.
I mean, as far as me, shit, my name always been like Snowman, like as far as like my childhood name and shit, Snow, Snowman, Snow Gird, all the shit, you feel me? But when I start rapping, I'm just like Frosty the Snowman, cause I just didn't want it to just be like my like hood name or my childhood name type shit. Like, you feel me?
If you're gonna be a rapper, you gotta go above and beyond. Yeah. You gotta be an entertainer.
Yeah, you feel me? So I just pick Frosty the Snowman.
If you want all these white kids in the middle of America to pay attention, sometimes you gotta break them off with some imagery.
Think above and beyond.
That's real. Well, yo, I'm excited to hear the new music and shit. You ain't played a show yet, huh?
Nah, I've been, you know, real strategic, you feel me? I want to pop up at one of us, you feel me? Big crowd, you feel me? A lot of bands, you feel me? Go stupid.
Let's do it. Let's do a No Jumper Frosty show, man.
Yeah, let's do it. You already know. We can do that.
I'm ready.
Lock that in.
Hey, Snowgurb TV Nation, whatever you said in that fight.
Yeah, Snowgurb TV. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
You feel me?
It is what it is, yo. Appreciate you. Happy to have you back on the outside, my guy.
You already know. Garden Nation.
Tap in. No Jumper. Frosty. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Snow Garb, little Garb.
Like, comment, and subscribe. With the activities, and the shenanigans and the activities.
Ridiculous. All the shits.
All of that. Peace.